yesterday, and no one got the reference.
Wait, what was it?
Because I said, I'm so over the over your head, I'm in the snow level now. Brawl. Thank you. You guys, like, literally, it was just like blank stares. So just like, what? I'm in the snow level. I have to thank Film Drunk for that. They do that every time they talk about Inception. They go, brawl.
So, the way they did it in fucking South Park, that was great with the sheep.
Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this very special Election Day version of the Molehole Radio. I'm taking a break from my excellence in broadcasting studios to come down here to DEFCON 4.
Just what you assholes wanted. That's more right. Politics. More
to talk to you ball. Liberals. You damn dumb.
Liberals. You have a hard time with the bees, don't
liberals,
you?
Liberals. Let's do to my extremely fat face.
Give me a big bowl of
big butter. Bowl of biscuits.
Big bowl of bacon and big bowl of pudding, and I'm going to take it into the back room and go, right you here, you do not open the door.
This is our old big old baby butts.
That's quite a beautiful bobble.
That's a beautiful bobble. I bought it for Bethany and Bailey Banks
and Biddle.
Thank you, Patton Oswalt.
Thanks, Rush.
Right, I'll be back later to sing some of my hits.
I do understand that we have a segment coming up where you will actually sing Rush songs.
It will be very meta. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for that.
It'll be on the fourth level, the snow level.
Thank you, Film Drunk.
Hello, everybody.
I love Inception.
Everybody, if you didn't like Inception, you're an idiot.
There you go.
I love that.
We should do that the entire show.
Anytime we make a clever joke, somebody goes, brah. Hello, everybody. It is the Molehole Radio Show.
Smoke one.
I'm Topo. That's Gogs.
Yep.
That's Vinny.
Brum.
Welcome to the Inception. Welcome to the Inception episode.
Everyone is just stopped listening.
Oh yeah, it's awful. They're like, Jesus Christ, it's 3 minutes. It was
nothing. Then it was chewing. Then it was shitty phone dog. Then Rush Limbaugh. Then just.
Well, yeah, but that's what you're in for tonight, folks. Thanks for having us.
Big old bucket of
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, of course. And without any further ado, because I'm actually trying to get this show
over with
tonight. It's funny, we've been starting this show earlier for the last 3 weeks, and we've actually run later than we used to run.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's funny. Good night, folks.
That's the show.
Anyway, let's move to our most popular segment, the hate segment, which I will ask Gogs, sir, what do you hate this week?
This week, I hate, and I like to think that a lot of people would join me in this hate, people who are...
I don't know what he's going to say.
I already like it.
He's puffing his chest out.
You guys
out.
Don't understand. He's like super saying it. He's like charging up.
I'm actually watching his hair stand on end as he gets more
he's
excited.
He's like hitting square and circle, and his character's got fire around him. He's charging his super meter.
I hit X.
People who abuse the express checkout... number of items purchasing rules. They are expressly written on the bright light that's above the express check. I sit there behind them and I will count as they put things on the thing. I want one store. I will promise you business for the rest of my life. I don't care if you use slave labor and make all of your products out of dead kittens. I will buy your stuff forever. If you have someone with the nerve to go, excuse me, this says 12 items or less. You clearly have 14. This really? Guy's gonna beat the shit out of you 14? For the next 20 minutes.
You for 14?
I was gonna ask, how many more, like...
One!
What? Really?
One!
Fuck that, dude.
There are rules!
No, there's
there
not.
There are rules!
No, there's not.
If yes, there are. There's a lady in regular checkout, she's got 140 things.
Right.
And I have 14?
Right.
Fuck you, Gogs.
No.
I'm going
you know
to
what?
Express.
Stop beating. You know what? Make two trips.
No way.
Pay for 12. No come way. Back by the
not,
other two.
Not happening. I'm putting right in front of your ass.
Make two
now,
trips.
I will say this. If you are carrying like three things in your hand and I've got seven,
right.
I let you go in front of me.
That's nice.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
I do that too, but you know what? You don't have to. That's not the rules. The rules are lit up above the damn checkout lane.
I don't know about
it
that.
It says 12 items or less. I got my blood was getting up at BJ's. It's like, here it comes, eight items or less. But no, they're big bulky items, so it's hard to keep track. It's like, it feels like, okay, it's eight even. Okay, good. Back to mellow.
Simmer down.
And then I looked at my card. I was like, oh shit, I better not be hypocritical. Nope. Six.
So
perfect. That's eight or less.
You're telling me you've never gone through over?
No, because I find it abhorrent. And when I...
It sounds kind of like a closet gay to me. Like, you do it all the time, but you're angry about it anyway.
I make sure that I don't do it. I fucking march my ass over to one of the other lines and maybe I play by the rules.
Once before, like a while back, and you got fucking called out.
You're really ashamed of it.
I know. No, I wish someone would... If I had ever done it, I wish I would get called. I wish anyone would get called. I wish there was someone standing there with a fucking mallet, like a giant Gallagher-esque mallet.
Of a hard and fast rule, it's more of a guideline.
No.
Yeah.
That's not how I feel. Because if it was, it would say something like, you know, maybe 12 items or less, or 12 items-ish or less.
Ish.
Depending on how bright the light is.
The light is typically very bright. Light is lit. The lane says that. Now, it's not my fault that there's other lines that are taking longer. Now, okay. Especially if you're some, like, I've seen fucking jackasses that have put like 27 items
that's
up there.
Nah,
a whole cart full.
That's different.
I want, but I'm set a law. A rule is a rule. So let's cut it off where it is.
How about the speed limit?
I can respect that.
Huh?
How about the speed limit?
The speed limit's a little different because that kind of gets to my second point, which is my general philosophy, I think, that I've learned just from shopping and parking lots and everything else.
Yes.
Is I can sum down how I feel about the general population in one sentence. I don't give a shit. Get the fuck out of my way.
So I like how you pointed that out. Yeah, you guys at home can see that, but he literally air pointed every single one
of them. He had those words written in front of his mind face.
He jazz handed his way across that. He was on the snow level there.
Yeah, so, but honestly, because I was thinking that as I was leaving the store, I was like, this is all I really kept, because then there's like people in my way getting out of the store. There's some woman that just pushing her cart out the door and just stops. Like, right there to do, I don't know what. Just, I don't give a shit. Get the fuck out of my way. Do whatever you have to do. Live your own life. I don't give a fuck. As long as you are out of my way.
You literally almost had to perform the Heimlich maneuver on me because I had a big old chunk of dough.
She rolled the dough into a ball.
She most right in the love making.
I mean, she gets really wild with this. She loves it. I admit I do as well. Why does everyone talk about this part?
Can I tack on a rider to your supermarket hate?
Please.
You know the self-checkouts?
Yeah.
I hate those because people, that in itself, now again, this is more of a loose guideline.
Right.
And it's actually an unwritten rule.
Right.
But you would expect that the people that go to self-checkout would have a small amount of items. It's really not designed for the people that have 4,000 items.
That's true.
But it doesn't say anywhere in the light structure.
It doesn't.
Yeah, no,
however,
there aren't any written rules.
Even the people that have a minute amount of items, I always feel like they're ill-equipped to actually scan and go through the procedure of getting it done. It is the simplest thing possible.
You should have a license.
Actually, it's a good thing you brought this up because this actually kind of brought out a repressed hate that I forgot about.
I fucking hate it. I'm in line and these people, it's like, I can, and it's funny, like, it's like profiling. I can just see that I'm going to have a problem. Like, I have a soda and a pack of gum. And I see this woman in front of me that's got, like, you know, her cat food and her litter. And I can just see, I'm like, she's going to have a problem. She's going to, I can't find this in the machine. I can't scan it.
Just slapping the
touch
screen.
Oh, my God. It's like, what the fuck? But please, go ahead.
So before I went to BJ's, I went to Giant first to get some dinner items. And I went to self-checkout line because having worked in the grocery store industry, you know, I'm really good at that. I'm like, bing, 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 bing. People are impressed. I get compliments. But I'm standing there, and I'm like picking which line to go into. And
yeah.
So one self-checkout line has like three people in it. One has four. One just has this one person checking out. I'm like, great. Or this one family.
Right.
So I get behind them. It's like this kind of washed up, kind of haggard looking lesbian, like a sporty lesbian. And I'm guessing like either their sister or their adopted 8-year-old. And this was the day we're going to teach the 8-year-old how to use the scanning device.
Oh, really?
And I'm sitting there and I'm watching every other line just advance. And I'm just sitting there like, I'm sitting there watching like, is this one dumb broad is sitting there like going, no, it's cool, honey. Just keep, now
cool.
Do
no,
this.
It's not
and
cool.
I'm just sitting there just tapping my fingers, staring at the trashy magazines that I don't know who buys. Who gives a shit who's fucking who or who's pregnant? If you buy a People or a Teen People or a fucking, and any of those, like, rag magazines that you see,
what's
right?
What's the generalized term for those magazines?
Shit paper!
Tabloids.
Fuck books!
Fuck books? That's legitimate porn, sir.
You know what? If I was ever going to commit a terrorist act, I would poison all of them.
How would
because
you,
it would
how
only
would you get, or could you just dip them all in LSD
I don't
and make
know.
Everybody so, trip
there
balls.
You go. That's what I would do. I would print them in, because I'm sitting
balls.
There. I'm sitting there just watching these assholes go through line. And I'm just sitting there. I was hungover. This was Sunday. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to get through this. They're fucking teaching their daughter. Don't. It's not teach your daughter or whatever the fuck that is to scan day. Just do that on your own time when you got an empty market. Not Sunday, 1 p.m., not prime time.
Right, not prime time.
Now, here's another fun part. While I'm standing while I'm standing in line, I'm hearing a conversation between two other fucking...
You all right over there?
Okay.
House beasts that are buying their foods for the week. And the one's talking about how a giant, you can have that little scanner thing where you can scan stuff. As soon as you get on the shelf, put it in your bag, and then you just plug it in.
Right, it's kind of like
that the thing. Nothing.
It's like
a phaser.
Yeah, but I've never actually, have you used that?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I mean, I don't use it on the regular, I've used it once.
So how does that, no, I haven't used it, but how does it, you scan it around in the things, and then you just load it into the
you basically load, at the end? Yeah, you load up your shopping bags, you bag your stuff as you go through.
Yeah.
When you get to one of the self-checkouts, you plug it in, it gives you your total.
Oh.
You're done.
Well, that seems nice.
So there was two women like fucking talking next to me, and they're like, the one woman was in line behind me, saw the fucking lesbian psycho fuck going on in front of me, so slid over to this other one, and they're having, the one woman's like, God, I can't say, I love these self-checkout things. I hate when they're broken, this, that, and the other. She keeps talking, and the other woman responds with, yeah, I hate talking to anyone at the store. Right. And I sat there like,
that woman's awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And that shut that woman the fuck up. It's like, it was outstanding.
You know,
so there you go. Bad. That's what if you want to be on my good side, don't buy more than the items that are allowed in your fucking.
Do you feel.
Shoot.
Let me ask you a question. Nothing. I thought about nothing. This while you're talking.
Yeah. Ever.
And I feel like this all the time, especially at work. Do you feel that people around you, especially older people, they like seem to don't mind that they're just slow all just the time? Just
taking your fucking time up.
Yeah. I hate that. I don't like do anything slow. And honestly, like at work or anytime anyone's doing anything like slowly, it irritates me. Like to me, it's funny. It reminds me of when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And I was playing Super Mario Brothers, and my dad would occasionally play. Because back then, video games were simple. Your retarded parents could play them, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like Madden when they're like, oh, it's too many buttons. Right. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so I remember my dad would always complain that I would run through every level. Remember, you could hold down...
My dad used to say the thing, how come you're not getting the coins? Get the coins. Yeah. I want the princess.
He would be like, why are you playing it so fast? And my response was, why wouldn't you play it fast? And, you know, it's funny that... You know, some, you know, 20 years later, I find the same thing. Like, at work, people are like, why are you rushing through the shit? And it's like, I want to get it done. Like, yeah. I don't want to sit here and bullshit. And, like,
I hate it here. I want to go the fuck home.
That mindset, though.
I hate it here.
I do. But that mindset permeates, like, my entire life. Like, anything I do it and I want to get it finished. Right. I don't want to hold anybody else up. I just want to get it done. I feel like... People don't have that instinct. They're just like, whatever. You know, like...
You're right. A lot of people are like that.
I can't...
Maybe they're not trying to...
I can't stand that.
What's the...
I mean, I procrastinate at work.
Well, so do I.
But I don't do anything to hold anyone else up.
Well, actually, I don't procrastinate. I just... My work is too fucking easy, and I get it done incredibly fast. So, I usually get done all the shit I need to do, and then it's just like, I have to listen to everybody else, but...
There's so many people that just don't seem to care that they're just holding you up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's selfish.
Do you think they don't realize it or?
I think they don't care.
It's all this
me. I'm gonna stop now because I want to stop now. I don't care if there's everybody behind me. Yeah, I'm not just gonna get out of the.
I feel like it's
fucking way.
Yeah, I feel like it's a certain level of just disrespect.
It is,
and just lack of. What's the word? Like common courtesy. Like right. I really feel that the term common courtesy is out of date. I don't think there is any common courtesy anymore.
I agree with that.
I mean, I remember.
I'm not asking for you to even be polite. I'm just asking you to get the fuck out of my way because I don't give a shit.
You know, we kind of talk about it every single week, really. If you think about it in our hates, they all kind of branch to the same thing of people being rude and disrespectful and us getting mad about it. You know,
just had an odd thought.
Hmm. Yeah. But you think that people's attitudes will change in the future?
How do we ever find that out?
I don't know. Hold on. I think I'm getting a text. It's getting kind of smoky in here. I think I see a time coffin that's covered in snow. Hold on. Is that Southern Gogs from the future?
It is Southern Gogs
from the future. Joe, it's so good to see you guys again.
Yeah. Southern Gogs.
What is this, Election Day 2010?
Yeah, how does that work out?
Bad for the Jews.
Oh, not again.
Again for the Jews.
That's not fair.
I know. Delis everywhere closed
after this election.
Yes,
this midterm election.
Is that... Who thought a midterm?
Holy shit! What happened?
Well, you know, all that anti-Jew legislation. Then the trains.
Who proposed
then the
that?
Camps.
Was it, oh my was God. It TJ? Did TJ become a senator? Is that
TJ
what happened?
TJ did not become a senator. That witch Christine O'Donnell won in some weird way. And literally, as soon as she won, she ripped off that mask and showed that she was Robo Hitler. But thank you, Constitution. There's nothing we can do for 6 years. And in 6 years, she was able to rile up the base. Oh, next thing you know, trains and camps and the sweet smell of roasted, well, you get the idea.
Jesus Christ, that wow. is dark.
It wow. is very dark.
Alright, well, we actually brought you on for a specific reason. And
what's that?
We won't keep you because we don't want to overexpose you and run you into the ground. But,
it's true, we are using this bit quite often!
It is the only funny part of the show, though, I think we can agree on that.
Now, we've been talking about, well, our present, your past, of course.
Right, yes!
We were talking about people's, lack of manners and common courtesy. So
right!
So please tell Vinny and I that in the future people gain a sense of common respect for one another. Does that happen?
Well, plus side, due to the Jew internment camps, everyone's kind of scared of pissing each other off. Things actually get better in a certain regard.
Except for the genocide.
Except for the genocide, everything's pretty good. People stay out of your way. They don't stop without going, please, please don't send me to the camps.
Jesus.
It's a dark day.
That's what it takes. So, all right, no, keep going.
No, genocide!
Well, all right, well, that's a pretty...
That's something.
When people are rude, they are sent to whatever camp besets their race, creed, or culture.
So, well, in a way, that's good. So it's not just the poor Jews.
No, we just started with Christine O'Donnell, a.k.a. Robo-Hitler, and the Jews.
So what are some of the other camps that we have?
Name them! Everything! Whites, men, women, babies, dogs,
so baby? Is there separate camps for everybody, or is it all one?
No, everybody gets a separate camp. It's really quite astonishing they were able to pull together this level of infrastructure. Train tracks are crisscrossing this great nation.
There's a baby camp?
There is a baby camp. It is very small.
As a baby, what do you need to do to end up in one
That's
of these
camps?
That's
a good question.
Any number of things. Crying out of turn, or...
You gotta take turns?
Maybe eating something you shouldn't, or...
So just acting like a baby.
Acting like a baby will get you thrown into a baby camp depending on your particular apesican. Oh yeah, they're once again in charge.
Oh, did the apesicans take over?
They beat us!
Well, before...
How did they defeat...
Before you go, can we ask...
Poo rockets!
Oh, that makes sense.
They fling them!
It's always interesting to find out what demise befell Vinny and myself, so I have to ask.
Take a wild guess!
Well, poo rockets, maybe?
Not poo rockets!
Internment camps!
Internment camps!
So, did we end up in different camps?
I figured I'd be running.
No, same camp, both in the white male camp. They didn't separate you out for being an Italian or for TJ being a gypsy.
Damn it, quiet. That's not known in the present.
Well, maybe that'll change your future and then you won't be skinned and turned into a lampshade.
Damn it.
That's what happened. Your tattoo skin is quite valuable in the future.
Beautiful lampshades.
Beautiful lampshades and one wallet, which I have.
I thought you'd have the Sharktopus lampshade in your living room.
I tried to get it, but on eBay it went for 1 trillion bananas.
Wow.
That's right, apes against bananas for money.
All right, Southern Gogs from the future. Well, that was, of course, enlightening. Thank you for the impromptu.
It's terrifying is what it is. Please, everyone, do not vote for the camps.
See you, Southern Gogs from the future.
That's
something.
Chilling vision of things to come.
What's that woman's name? The one that was a witch?
Christine O'Donnell.
She's apparently one of the Tea Partiers, right?
Barely Robo-Hitler.
Robo-Hitler, yeah.
She's a Tea Partier?
Yeah.
We do not like the Tea Partiers.
No,
I want to align with popular belief here.
Well, Tea Partiers are... Here's the thing. If they weren't so, if they weren't so crazy, old...
They're just crazy Republicans. They're even crazier Republicans.
They're like religious
They're like libertarians with religion.
Yeah, which is bad.
Yeah, which is bad. If they were just straight up libertarians,
anything...
I'd be okay with
them.
As soon as you
have politician plus religion equals bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's never good.
Hence why the Jews got it first, I suppose.
And I could go in this room. Oh, Jesus
Christ. What? They did! I'm just saying what the future happens.
Just lay off the on juice. The line, you know.
God, give the Jews a break.
Jeez.
I mean, so just the land of milk and honey, right?
The Mulhall Radio, favorite podcast of the Aryan National Party.
I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm just saying that's what Christine O'Donnell did.
That's not what I got out of
We're going to get all this email next week from like our prison listeners that we didn't know. Had, brother 642 of the Aryan Nation.
These are not the views of me. These are not the views of Mulhall Radio. These are the views of Christine O'Donnell. Maybe. I'm just speculating that she's
Robo. I thought Christine O'Donnell would have been the girl alter ego of the guy that played Robin in Batman and Robin. Chris O'Donnell.
Nice. Yeah, that makes sense.
Vinny, did you hate anything this week?
Fuck that stupid little prick behind the counter at Dick's Sporting Goods in Glen Burnie, because he's fucking cock.
He stomped on your Second Amendment.
What happened?
So, Friday, I went to go buy...
Kurt Soder.
Can you give me a beer, too?
A shotgun. And I went to Dick's in Columbia.
Okay. You know the same place Gogs bought a shotgun.
Same place he got a shotgun. I'm buying the exact same shotgun, just a different package on it. It's on sale, so it's a really good deal.
It really is.
So that's why I want to get it today, because I'm afraid the deal's going to end. So it's Friday. I think the deal's going to end on Saturday. And I go in there, I fill out my paperwork, and the guy's like, oh, dude, I can't sell this to you. I'm like, why? He says, well, your address on your license doesn't match the address you wrote down. So I wrote down my address where I live. Yeah. My license still says Owings Mills. So I'm like, all right, fine. What do I have to do? You know, like, you just pretend like I didn't write it on there. Like, I own the house. I told you where I actually live. No, you need to change your address card. So that pissed me off a little bit, but I guess I could understand. No, it wasn't. So I'm like, fine. I'll go register for my change of address card or whatever. This is Friday. So I just for my change of address card. Now, keep in mind, I'm still concerned because the sale ends Saturday as far as I know.
Okay, sure.
Saturday morning
so you
comes
give
around.
You a rain check to reserve
I wasn't
the price.
Even thinking that far ahead. I was kind of like pissed off.
Sure.
So Saturday morning, I get this idea. I'm like, well, I'll have Laura go buy it, right? Mm-hmm. She lives in the house where we live, my wife.
Yes.
Right? And she has the right address on her driver's license. So like, we'll drive up to the one in Glen Burnie.
Okay.
And just get it there. The sale ends today. I'll pick it up.
Sure.
No big deal.
Bickety boo.
So we go up there and, before the guy, so, you know, he asked for your license and stuff. I said, you know, my wife wants to buy this gun. Before he even goes back to, like, check the computer or anything like that, he looks at the license, and he looks at me, and he's like, were you at another Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday trying to buy this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, number one, how the fuck? They must have put out an APB and, like, told everybody in the store, because he didn't even check the computer.
Right.
Now, I'm in a different Dick's, like, several tens of miles apart. So... my face must be on the wall or something. So I'm like, yes, you know, I went there the other day to buy it for my wife. My address wasn't right, so I figured I'd bring her with me this time.
Sure.
No big deal. He's like, yeah, I can't sell you the gun. And he says it to me like that in such a way that he wasn't even mildly apologetic. He's like, I can't sell you the gun.
Might as well say fuck you.
Yeah, as if I had done something wrong.
Why couldn't you sell you the gun? Well, I guess you're going to explain.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the legalities behind it. I said, well, look, you're not selling me the gun. You're selling my wife the gun. She's standing right here. I can't do that because I know she's just going to give it to you. I'm like,
what?
Motherfucker, she's my wife. We live in the same house anyway. If I buy the gun, it's going to be in the same fucking house. We buy the gun, right? We are essentially more or less the same... person, as far as the government is concerned.
Boom.
Thanks, no, Obama. I can't sell any... Now he's raising his voice at me. I can't sell anybody with the last name of my last name. Now he's shouting out my last name in public. There's people... We're gathering people now, right? So I look like a fucking criminal, right? Like somebody's about to call the police because the guy that wrote down the wrong fucking address apparently deserves to be in jail or some crazy shit like that.
Right. Mm.
And so I start kind of yelling at him and getting going back and forth. Eventually, Laura had to drag me out of there. But long story short, fuck you, Dicks. Like... What the hell, Dicks?
Yeah.
Dicks?
Just a clever name.
The guys are dicks.
Bunch of fucking
bunch
cucks.
Of dicks.
I mean, I don't understand the lead. I don't get it. I don't get
so
it.
You will be patronizing them to buy the shotgun, though.
It's such a good deal. $270 for that gun plus the two barrels. I can't find a deal like
that.
It's
a great
else.
Deal.
But I tell you what, if I go in there and they give me shit after even having my change of address card, I'm going to fucking flip my goddamn lid and never buy anything from there again. That's not true. If they have a good deal of knives or something.
You said it literally before you ended the sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I realized my lie before I even got it out of my mouth.
Do that on self-betrayal.
Well, I can respect that. At least you're honest.
So, fuck dicks. Especially the dicks in Glenburnie, because you know what? The guy could have at least been
cordial
about it. He was just being a fucking prick. Like, the fucking gun guy at the dick's fucking retail center.
The thing to do would have been to explain why.
Well, he didn't know. He didn't understand why. And I didn't understand why either. I'm pretty sure somebody, like, probably corporate, was like, hey, don't sell this guy, Vinny, this gun. Don't do it. And it's probably a blanket statement. And quite honestly, they probably don't have to. There's no law that requires them to sell anything to anybody. I'm pretty sure if they don't want to sell anything to guy X for any reason, they can tell him to fuck off.
Well, they're a private company. They can do whatever they want.
They retain the right to deny service.
Exactly. And that's basically
what it was. Bad business, but it's their choice.
Right.
Thanks, Obama.
So, needless to say, I was fucking livid, and it almost ruined my entire weekend.
Have a
before we got it before you to calm got down the fucking
calm yourself down
drinking hard at the
which was fun.
Yeah, at the Halloween party.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Cinestix. So yeah, that's my hate today. Also,
Cinestix are good though.
Fuck politics. Fuck politics.
I'm tired about that.
You know what? Nobody you're gonna elect today or tomorrow or probably in 2012. Is going to fix the fucking shitstorm that the American financial system has come into it anyway. We're fucking hosed.
Revolution.
Well, hopefully not the one that Robo Hitler will bring about.
I'm not going to be part of any revolution, by the way. I'm going to stay in my house and wait it out. You guys feel free to fight it off for the betterment of me. I'm going to hole up somewhere.
I also don't intend to revolt.
Yep, I am not revolting. Molehole Radio will not be revolting against any government ever.
And I want to reiterate, we're not for the slaughter of the Jews, but odds are it's going to get them first.
Jesus. God, just stop.
Just stop. You just dig the hole. It's more. You're horrible backpedaling on the snow level.
You're on the snow level.
Sorry, film drunk. Running your joke into the ground.
Nope.
Would you guys like to know what I hate?
Sure.
I would like to, as I've done so often in my life, ride on Vinny's coattails. And my hate is the fucking election and voting. You know what I hate? I hate people telling me what I should and should do. Don't tell me what my fucking civil duty is. Like, don't give me this fucking higher than thou fucking, like, up on your ivory tower. Oh, you don't vote? Well, then you don't have a right to say anything. Well, fuck you. If there's two people running for governor, and both are losers. That's not a choice. I'm not represented.
But there's five people running for governor. There are.
And I voted for one of them.
Well, all five of them are losers.
That may be true.
Three of the popular ones that I... Well, okay, let's be honest. Five are running. Two are really running.
Right.
Right.
And they're both the two main ones. And you're right. There's five in total.
Both of them have been governor.
There's five in total. But let's be honest. Yeah, they're independents, but they ain't going to fucking win. They're not even close to winning.
I voted for the Libertarian.
So did I.
But let me point this out again. The two main ones that are running, one is going to win. The other three ain't going to win.
You're right.
You can live in a fantasy world and think they are. That ain't.
Right.
Yeah. Only one person is going to win.
Right. Maybe.
That's the way it works.
Now, see, if they could get like a tag team. If I could vote for Demolition, the old WWF tag team.
I go for the Rockers.
But I'm just saying that, like, it's so annoying. Like, it's like, well, you need to vote. You need to vote. Honestly, I voted before.
Look how that turned out.
Yeah, well, you got a little something.
Yeah, right. I'm going to keep it there for later. Nice. Wait, is it icing or boogers?
Icing.
I'm going to keep it there for later.
Eat my boogers, pal!
I'm just saying that, you know, and like most good points, South Park's already made it. But when you have a choice between two people that are basically interchangeable, I'm not voting. A vote means nothing. Like, I'm sorry. It's stupid. It's true. And just voting because, like, I'm being browbeaten into voting is no reason to make a choice for somebody I don't like.
You know, that's funny. I was thinking about that on the drive home today. It's like, you know what? If I choose not to vote, don't tell me I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, I fucking hate that. And, you know, I hate, like, I got on, you know, like I always do. I can't help it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I hate Facebook because I'm on it all the time.
You really are.
You really are.
Oh, I'm at my desk 10 hours a day.
Don't make excuses. You're proud of it.
I don't mind. I mean,
anyway, get back to the hate.
But they had the fucking thing as soon as you logged on.
Making
like,
it feel like a jackass.
Like, click on this.
Did not like that.
No, I didn't either.
The I voted badge.
They had this thing in the fucking newsfeed or whatever that you could click on.
if you voted today.
Yeah.
And to be a fucking asshole, they had one that said no too, but who the fuck's gonna click on that? So today in my stupid newsfeed, I had to see blank and blank voted. Well, fucking A, good job, asshole. I just don't give a shit. Like, I understand that in theory voting is important and it's your right for America and it's why Jesus died on the cross and all this other nonsense. But you know what? Like, realistically, if you don't like either one, so then Jesus I'm not just gonna. Yeah, Clint,
you know, it's your joke, right. It's also your right to choose
not to vote. Yeah,
not and, choosing is a choice.
That's you know, right. And it's just it's so irritating. And
I'm
then
pretty sure that the Smashing Pumpkins said something.
And then of course. Today, I had to listen to, like, people in their fucking, in my office, in their political discourse, and that is awful. I mean, I heard one guy today who's like, well, isn't it ironic that, like, all the young people voted to get all these guys in, and now all us old people have to vote to get them out. It's like, what?
Herkador!
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's and, not irony.
You know,
that would have been the perfect
response. I guess, before I leave this point, and... You know, I was talking about, well, what happens when you don't like either candidate and you just vote? You know what it boils down to? To the fucking party. And you vote for the party, which is bullshit.
Yeah. No one should do that.
The fucking, but people do.
Yeah, people do all the time.
I mean, it's just like, it's kind of like the way I look at it is like when you're picking, let's say you're in a football pick'em league, you know, you're picking right. Who's going to win every game in the weekend. Sometimes it's too close to call and you just pick the home team just because it's the home team. That's what it is with fucking election. It's an important thing, but people are like, well, I like Republicans. I don't really know what this guy's about, but I'm going to vote Republican because he, you know, it's like, that is so,
no liberal communist.
That is so fucked up. That is more fucked up. Just picking a guy based on his party is more fucked up than not voting.
They should get rid of
that. I agree with that. Yeah, because then you're not even paying
attention.
Abolish
the two-party system.
I mean, to me...
Abolish the two-party system.
To me, and I know this isn't going to happen, but to the most powerful thing would be if no one voted and then the whole system just collapsed on itself. Yeah. Somebody would vote. It would turn into that.
Somebody would vote.
It would turn into that fifth grade election that you had, and then the guy that was running voted. It was like that Simpsons episode where
Martin won.
Martin and his running mate voted, but nobody else in the class did. I don't know. I fucking hate politics. I hate this election midterm.
I hate this never ending election cycle. Like, as soon as the election's over, people are going to be campaigning for 2012.
It's just annoying. Yeah. I just hate... I mean, I never...
When do they get anything done?
I never like it when I have to hear people tell me why they're better than me. And they very well might be.
I've for hours.
But
you
not,
don't need to... You keep it to yourself.
But not for fucking voting. Yeah. Not for doing something that literally a retarded person could go do.
I saw two doing it today.
Yeah. Are retarded people allowed to vote?
Yes. I was thinking that, and apparently yes.
Yes, they can.
Huh.
And that's good. They should be allowed to.
Why not? They elected a retarded guy as president twice.
Oh, all
right.
Take that, Kennedy.
Well done.
I don't think you made it to the second term, but that's just me.
I'm so impressed with the graphics.
Yeah, well, the whole thing. You know, well, I'll talk about this later.
Oh, speaking of Kennedy, new Call of Duty.
Kennedy here?
The new Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
There's zombie mode.
Yeah.
You play as JFK, Nixon, Castro, and...
Who's the... What, you play guy. As them? But you're never going to see their faces.
You will when the other guy, when your teammates are playing as.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
The scenario is they're all at the Pentagon to talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis when zombies break out.
Wow.
Kennedy, Nixon, fucking Castro, and I forget the fourth guy.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I thought it was really cool.
That's awesome.
You already talked
that's
about...
Awesome. That's awesome!
Zombies in video games.
What is that from?
I love you, man.
I love you, man. Joe Lutruglia.
We already talked about zombies in video games, so I guess I'll talk. I downloaded the Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare downloadable content.
I downloaded it.
What'd you think about that? I haven't downloaded
it. You guys haven't gotten it yet?
No, I have it, but I haven't played it.
I liked it. It's fun. If you liked Red Dead Redemption, you're going to like it. It's a fun little kind of alternate universe kind of take where John Marston is basically in the middle of a zombie uprising, like in the middle of nowhere. Or like in the middle of the night, I should say.
Right.
The game's very clever. It has some new recorded voice bits, some new cinematic pieces.
Game trailer spoke very highly.
It's good. Yeah, it's very good. Like it
kill him.
I'll tell you what. It's really nice. It's really nice nowadays that you can get something like that for. I think it was
$10.
$8 or
$10
on you know, you can download it for $10 and it's like a, almost like a nice, like full game, like a different experience. Right. Like,
and you weren't downloading the rest of the game for $10. You were downloading additional content, right? So it's not like when you initially bought the game, there was something missing.
And no, no,
feel
no.
complete, you had to buy the
No, game. Absolutely yeah, yeah. not. And it's really good.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say, and I'm not that far into it yet, but, you know, I don't know, like, the storyline is kind of bare bones, but I guess that's to be expected. But they do have little subtle touches that I like. If you guys both played Red Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that a lot of the kind of subtext of the game was kind of people's racism and, like, hatred of the government?
Yes. Yeah.
That both plays into Undead Nightmare because you hate...
So you're telling me there was actually story behind all of
it? Yeah, there's a whole story. There's a story in the game. Cool. It's kind of sparse, but it's there. And there's this cool, like, dissension where people in town are, like, claiming that the reason the zombies plague came is because, like, Mexicans brought it in. Apes and then some people say Apes the government brought it in. But
okay.
Above all else, the last thing I'll say about it is it's definitely worth your $10. If you like Red Dead Redemption, definitely pick it up. It's a lot of fun. Gogs, what did you have to say?
If you get it on Xbox Live, you could do like I did. I bought all... So it was going to be 800 Microsoft points. I forget. I think it's probably
$10. You can buy all the packs, too, for like another $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope. They had that available at PlayStation 2.
So instead of spending 800 for each pack, I got three packs for 1,600 points.
Yeah, I hate the whole point system. I wish
yeah, it's stupid, I don't understand but it's like that at all. I guess that's supposed to devalue it for you. Yeah.
PlayStation just uses money.
It removes you from the equation.
What it does, too, is that...
The self-sustaining economy.
Well, I don't even understand how a regular economy works, let alone a self-sustaining.
What it does, where Xbox is clever so is they only let you buy points. They only let you buy points in so many increments. So you're going to buy...
Oh, really?
There's going to come situations where
you can't say, like, I just want...
No,
400 at a time.
So that's smart. They make you spend more money than you want to spend.
Yeah.
There's no price break for buying more.
Mm-mm.
400 points... 800 points costs as much as buying 400 points twice.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
But then things on the marketplace will cost like 100 points.
Yeah.
So you always end up with a residual, but not enough to buy anything else.
Yeah, it's stupid. I mean,
right.
And
like I have this aggregate 20 points that will never get spent because I bought an indie game for 80 points.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that the PlayStation, at least, they just use real money, so you know what you're spending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can, when you go to buy it, you buy that exact amount. Right. So there's no bullshit remainders.
It's bullshit.
But I really liked it. Everybody that played the game should go pick it up. If you haven't played Red Dead Redemption, I don't know what you're waiting for. That game is
Stop
incredible.
Being a dick.
Yeah, it's really good. Anthony.
You can probably get it on the cheap right now. Oh!
No, it's probably not out on the cheap just yet.
Yakuza 3 on Amazon is like $30.
Right? Yeah, I want to pick that up.
Or 26. It's very cheap. Oh, and also, the last of the additional upgrade packs for Dead Rising 2.
Yeah, Ninja Pack.
Ninja Pack just dropped today. I picked up, so I bought mine at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
I got the sports theme pack for free.
Right.
So there was those other three packs. Remember we had to download them so we could play with
I remember that.
You can buy all of those for like 200 points a piece. So I've got the military one, the psycho one, and I'm going to pick up the ninja one.
What's the psycho one?
Psycho one, you get like a Jason mask and you're better with like chainsaws and shit.
That's cool.
The military one, you get like camouflage and you're good with machine guns. And the ninja one, you get the stealth abilities and all this other crazy shit.
I guess while we're talking about Xbox, I'm kind of all over the place on my own notes, but since we're on Xbox, did you guys hear that they're upping the rates for Xbox Live?
Yep.
Yearly subscription now has gone up $10. Mm-hmm. And then if it's the increments of like 10, like I think you can have like a quarterly plan, that's gone up $10 and a monthly plan is going up $10. Like if you go month to month, I think it's up
$3 or something,
but it ends up being the same amount or something.
No, it can't be.
But anyway, it's still too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Microsoft released some statement that I thought was complete bullshit that said, well, when Xbox Live started out, it was just multiplayer gaming, but now we have Netflix and we have ESPN and it's become more inclusive and we need to have money so that we can offer players that bigger experience. And I'm going to tell you why that's a load of shit. PlayStation has all that shit, except right. It doesn't have ESPN, but
I'm not going to use ESPN. Yeah.
Well, let's think about what ESPN, the ESPN app is. It allows you to watch ESPN on your TV.
No way.
Wait a minute.
That's bullshit.
But, you know, PlayStation Network, which I would say still isn't as good online service as Xbox Live. It's comparable. The cross-game chat, not available. Still sucks.
I can't believe they can't just give us that.
But, PlayStation Network.
That's a problem.
But that's still free. PlayStation's still free. And I do love, I have to just rub it into all the Xbox and Wii fucking fanboys that when PlayStation announced their whole pay structure and people are like, see, Sony's screwing you. They've had PlayStation Plus now for what, Gog? 6-7 months? I still haven't had it, and I've still played online games. It hasn't affected me at all.
I haven't bought it yet.
It's available to buy, but you don't need it at all. What the hell is all that? Anyway, it sucks that they upped the price of Xbox Live. It seems unnecessary.
It's for all these things I will never use. They should offer an additional
the thing is, though, level. They say that it's for all this thing. I don't believe it. I think it's just bullshit. They know they can milk it, and I mean, they're losing market share. I mean, I think it's just them getting money. What pisses me off the most about Xbox Live is that you pay for it, and it's still advertising, like, all over it. Yeah. If you pay for it, there should be no advertising.
Correct.
If it's free, you can advertise all you want. I remember, to that same effect,
do away with commercials on cable.
Well, that would be fun, too. That's never paying for
fucking 100 and how much well, money you guys pay
for? You're paying nowhere near as much as they get.
You would be paying more, unfortunately, but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm with you. Or at least less commercials.
No.
They're just naked commercials. They were all nude.
If they're all nude.
You know what? I'm all right with that.
Nude commercials.
Nude commercials.
You said never nude.
All right. Halloween was this past weekend.
That happened.
I just wanted to talk about my brief experience when I went to Goggs' house. I only got to experience the tail end of his candy giving. But I gotta say, youth of America, at least the youth of Columbia, Maryland, or where are you, Elkridge? We saw a lot of costumes where kids just showed up in, like, t-shirts and
jeans. I guess they're just going as poor kids.
Yeah, it was bad. And, you know, how'd you feel about that, guys?
I didn't give them candy. That's how I felt.
No, yeah, he really did. But he didn't outwardly deny them. Tell the listeners how you would trick them.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Well, if I get to, so, here's the thing. If you come to my house schlucking for candy, I expect you to wear a decent costume. If you don't wear a decent costume, bear in mind I will either ask you what you are, and when you give me that blank look, I will assign what you are, and usually it'll be an insult. Like, it'll be something rude. It'll probably be over your head, but it will be rude.
My insults on the snow level.
So, like, there was one, you know, like last year we got a Duke fan. I just dropped his candy on the ground in front of him. I was like, there you go. Like, there was, you know, so this year we got kids that, first of all, please and thank you. I don't want the parents out the street level to say thank you for the kids.
No, that's not their job.
I expect you to say trick or treat. And when the candy hits your bag, I expect thank you. Simple as that. But anyway, so we got some of these kids that are just showing up in like a t-shirt with like a satchel.
Yeah,
it's poor kid sugar night. And we gotta go get our fix on. So
poor kid sugar night.
So they walk up with their sack.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Poor kid sugar night.
And they sit there. They don't even say shit. They just hold it out in front of me. You know?
Like expecting.
Like, yeah. You know, and how come Republicans aren't, like, rallying against Halloween?
We're the Tea Party.
It's the biggest entitlement program of them all.
It's true. It is true.
So when I saw one of these kids, now this is a visual thing, but.
We'll try.
You're one of these kids and you're dressed like TJ and you come up with your bag.
I'm just dressed like me in my street.
Yeah, and you hold out.
Scary enough.
And you say nothing to me. I reach into my bucket. I faux grab candy.
Yes.
I put my hand in your sack, deep. Look you dead in the eye, open my hand, pull it out and go, there you go.
That's called the dead drop.
Yeah. The dead drop. Yeah.
The dead drop.
He's double drop. I've been doing that all year.
There was quite a few children that I just gave no candy to.
I mean, what's up
and
with
shitty,
that?
Liz, my gorgeous, beautiful, smart wife, had a secondary pile of candy in her lap. The shitty candy that we gave the shitty costumes. I mean, like, she saw kids come up the driveway. She goes, you guys hear her go, well, you're getting it for pile number two.
I mean, I'm not asking for much. Give me a sheet with some eye holes. I mean,
anyone can have a costume.
Yeah.
Anyone. Even if it's just walking around with your hoodie zipped up over your face. I'm decapitated boy.
Right,
please
right.
Have some candy.
Try anything.
Something.
Anything. One kid with the Keyblade, he did a good job. All duct tape.
I gave him a fistful.
Keyblade, like in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Oh, that's he made good. His entire costume out of duct tape.
Yeah.
Colored duct tape.
Remember when we saw that guy at Baltimore Comic Con?
That was creepy.
What was it?
We saw this guy.
He made a Batman cowl.
If you actually, if for people listening at home, if you go to the website and go back to our pictures from Comic-Con, there's a picture with Gog standing right next to him. But literally all he had the Tim Burton Batman mask. Like, he bought that part, which was the mask and the cowl, so it had the symbol on the chest. But the rest of his outfit was all duct tape.
Black duct tape.
It was
that's creepy. And he
I mean, obviously he was wearing a mask, but he was
weird. But his eyes were scary and sad.
He was weird fucking, he looked like that guy that, that ran into the Oklahoma bombing guy. What was that? Tim McVeigh.
Yeah.
He looked like that. He was,
he's wronged people, or he will later.
Yeah, he looked unbalanced.
Or he's working on it.
But there was this kid, he made a full armor out of colored duct tape and a big keyblade. I gave him, he got candy and told Liz, give him another hand candy. And I'll do that. And I will tell their friends. Like, there could be five kids standing there. And if one kid's got an outstanding costume, I'll go, you, sir. Boom.
Boom.
Rest of y'all. Try harder.
Speaking of
why you should never be in a position of power.
I don't ask for much. It's Halloween. All you have to do is dress up, get the candy.
Yeah,
I want to be entertained.
Well, talking about costumes, Vinny had a costume party, or a Halloween party, I guess.
We call it a costume party.
It's a costume party. Yeah. Gogs did excellent.
We should have costume parties not on Halloween.
No.
I'm for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Gogs did well.
Thank you.
Tell everybody what you were.
I was Patrick Bateman from American Psycho from the scene where he killed Paul Allen, where I wore wearing the suit and the raincoat, and my face was covered in blood.
You also had the Walkman.
I had a Walkman that I bought on Amazon.
A tape deck Walkman. Not a CD Walkman.
I also purchased a tape of Huey Lewis and the News Sports. Which was constantly running. I made Patrick Bateman business cards.
It was great.
Which I handed out.
Yeah, it was real. He did a very good job. Very good job.
I bought a real axe.
He did.
I tried.
Yeah. The real axe was not necessary, but still appreciated it. Vinny was, what was his name?
Alan.
Alan from The Hangover.
Yeah, I really phoned it in on that one, I feel like.
I liked it.
It was an easy one, though. Well, that's a pretty popular one.
I was Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend was Ramona. I thought I did okay.
No, you guys are good together.
Yeah. I had she was really more part of the costume, because Scott Pilgrim kind of dresses like me anyway. Yeah. But I got that shirt that was exactly like
that
the
shirt.
Movie.
You had the wristband.
And I got the wristbands that literally, like, they weren't, like, Scott Pilgrim wristband. I literally just found them online. They looked exactly like them. I thought I did pretty well, and she looked good. She looked, you know, she looked like
she better than Ramona.
So
what?
She looked better than you. Well, yeah, she usually does. by the way, Scott Pilgrim comes out on DVD and Blu-ray next Tuesday. Buy it. That's a great movie.
Already have it ordered on Amazon. Yeah, I love you, Amazon.com.
Yes. Yeah, we all love Amazon.com.
You want to talk about our friend Assmaster and his costume?
Oh God.
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead.
We had a friend. Should we say his name? Does it matter?
No, say Eric.
Eric, yeah. We have a friend.
We're
Eric.
We're going to call him just. We're calling him.
We already
Eric
called,
S.
We already called
him. No, that's too specific. How about
How about Mr. Saxon?
Well, there you go. Sorry, buddy.
It was a Simpsons joke. Anyway, he's known for every year having offensive costumes. The one year I was thinking,
not offensive, but he always just has.
Oh no,
not always offensive.
Talking about the one time he
Duffman wasn't offensive.
Duffman was awesome.
Dangle wasn't offensive.
Really? When you wear shorts that are literally
plum smugglers,
plum smugglers.
Yeah. Well, anyway, one year he was Hitler.
Hitler Youth.
Yeah. Hitler Youth, yeah, in full Nazi uniform.
Yeah, it was full regalia.
And weren't we in the city? Like
we were in Cockeysville.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I mean, he was in full.
Yeah, the armband and the boots and everything.
Everything.
Yeah, which I mean, could you get arrested for walking around like that?
No. Why could you?
I don't know.
Freedom of speech.
I feel like people have been arrested for less.
Well,
you probably get beat up.
Yeah.
Freedom of fist.
That's probably true. But you can't, I wouldn't imagine you could get beat up for wearing like a swastika.
I'm pretty sure you could get arrested for anything
in this country.
I'm pretty sure a cop would find a reason to arrest
you. That's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't be for wearing the uniform,
right.
But he will find a reason to arrest you. You will be drunk in public or you'll have a taillight out that he just kicked.
Yeah, that's probably true. anyway, I haven't even gotten to what he was.
No.
He was blackface Eazy-E.
He looked like a black person.
He looked like, and I don't mean like blackface, like Sambo, like black shoe polish and the big white lips. He was like brown face. He looked like the guy from Soul Man. Anybody seen that movie?
That movie was
awful. It was in the 80s.
I'm thinking of one with,
what was it called? Soul Brother.
What?
You guys never seen it? There's a movie in the 80s where this guy, it's the greatest movie.
I grow tired of this.
This guy in this movie, he wants to get a scholarship for minorities. So he like paints himself black. And he goes to college. It's like the most racist.
Like just one of the guys, only for black.
But he literally like does all the oh my god, and it's so racist. Oh my god,
I think white chicks.
It's,
but
yeah, but with black people, and that's double standard. But I think it's called Soul Brother. But that's what he looked like. I mean, he had like brown paint all over him, and he had a wig on. So he had like the Jerry Curl wig, and then he had Raiders, L.A. Raiders gear,
and
he had a black dildo that had red and green paint all over it. When he was questioned about it, he said, "Look at all the AIDS on my dick." And as you will all know, of course, Eazy-E died of complications of AIDS.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I knew.
But
as soon as he walked in, it was...
Truth be told...
A showstopper.
It was definitely a showstopper.
Truth be told, an amazing costume, nonetheless. He
committed to that.
He did it.
But that was incredible.
He totally did. It made Teet's costume look not as good.
No.
Yeah.
Teet was the guy from Superman 2?
No, he wasn't.
No, that's the best
it turned out that was actually a better costume once he decided to change it up.
There's probably no way we can hear you now.
Boners.
Boners.
But I'll just repeat everything.
Why don't you go sit over there?
Nope. Oh, rather not.
Gogs, you went to that DC John Stewart thing, didn't you?
I did.
Why don't you go over there and talk about it?
See what he did there?
Yeah, that's very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went to the rally to restore sanity.
Well, oh, God.
It was fun. But, I mean, I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't get anywhere near the stage. I mean, that place was fucking packed.
I mean, was it in the spirit of fun, or did you feel that it was genuine political discourse?
I think it was more us. I think it was just satire. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was any real... I mean, some people tried to attach a political movement to it.
Well,
more outsiders than anything else tried to attach a political movement to it.
I mean...
It was fun just to walk around, carry funny signs, and read other people's funny signs.
Now, if you were to ask Mark if there was any sort of political discourse to it, he would give you a whole spiel about how it was liberal.
It was liberal-leaning. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know. Was it's definitely more of a liberal crowd. And did the Democrats capitalize on it? I doubt it. We'll see during the election today. But there was no Democratic speakers. There was no Democrats invited to talk. There was no...
Right.
It was more just, hey, get along, do something. It seemed to be the message they wanted to put forth. Or, hey, stop fighting. Try and be, try and move things forward.
Because all this past week, all I heard was people were talking about, well, how influential John Stewart was and this and that, and how he's become like a very important political figure.
He maybe he's full of shit, so whatever, but I think he doesn't even think he thinks it's ironic that he is a political figure because he's like, I shouldn't be. There's been times before when he's gone on to other shows like Crossfire or whatever, and he's like, people shouldn't be getting their news from me. I'm backed up by foul-mouthed cartoons, and I open with puppets making crank calls. There is no reason people should be looking for me for information. They're looking to you for information, and you guys, that's really what I think he's about, is telling the media that, hey, look, people shouldn't be looking at me for this. People should look at me for fun, but people are looking at me for fact, because you guys, all you do is bicker all the time.
Yeah.
So I think that's the message he tried to get across. When you have Stephen Colbert, who I think is very funny and very intelligent, testifying before Congress on immigration, something is wrong.
That actually happened. Why?
And he did it in character.
They invited him to testify about immigration.
And he ended up
doing like a Bruce Lee joke. It was funny.
He did the greatest hilarious bit. He's like,
that is not okay.
It's not okay.
I didn't know that.
This happened like a month ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
It shouldn't have happened. Book.
That's bullshit.
Our government should not be asking
They just made a fucking mockery of the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And it's
over, folks.
So this rally is, if anything, is just pointing out how ridiculous things have gotten. And I think that was part of their bit, was like, look, we shouldn't be fighting this much.
I'm going to eat all this.
And we shouldn't be, you guys should not be coming to us.
I don't need one.
To expect you, we're not supposed to be a political outlet. We're not a news outlet. We are comedy, goddamn central.
Yeah.
How the fuck did
they generated, so the Tea Party movement and the Rally to Restore Honor generate, now there's numbers flying all over the place.
Sure, sure.
But based on photographs and polls and everything else, that Rally to Restore Honor, that big fucking deal that Glenn Beck hosted, had approximately as many people or less than showed up for the Comedy Central rally.
Right. Well, you know, I guess I would make the statement that both are comedians, but only one of them actually knows they're a comedian.
Well, I think if anyone thinks Glenn Beck is genuine and doesn't, if anyone thinks that Glenn Beck is not in this for a buck, they are delusional.
Oh, forget, yeah, all of them are. All the, like, right-wing opinion guys.
Everyone's in it for a buck.
I would say, yeah, all the left-wingers too.
Everyone, Olbermann's in it for a buck. Everyone's in it for a buck. John Stewart.
It's their job.
If anything else, John Stewart and Stephen Colbert are like, we're blatantly in it for a buck.
Oh, yeah. They were just actors.
But they're upfront about it. And that's what people want. If nothing else, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are extremely transparent.
Well, Colbert's whole thing, he's a character.
I mean, that's the thing. But
he sure is.
But he's not.
Sherlock Holmes was a character. He sure was.
But, you know, at least they don't have this faux idea of being fair and balanced.
How do you think they feel about Sinister?
I mean, everyone loves Sinister. I tell you what, how can you watch? I would feel a lot better about Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or anyone if they would just out and out say what their agenda was.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time I read the words fair and balanced on Fox News' website, I'm like, are you kidding me? You're giving
they still say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You give all the puff pieces to, you're clearly, everyone knows it now. So you might as well just embrace it. At least you're being to thine own self be true.
All right. Well, that's a good point. But I think we've gotten too political.
I want to ask you a question. When you were playing this little mini game, did it seem to you like it just wasn't lining up? Like you'd hit the button when it was over the thing?
And no, I was good.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this mini game here, the game itself pitches
Fable 3
every now and again. And
graphics the mini are games, not impressive.
They're not that impressive. And the mini games depend on timing of you like hitting the button over the colors.
You're doing great. At
the appropriate time. Yeah, right now it's fun, but every now and again, it'll like the game will kind of skip. And
I saw it there.
Yeah, exactly. Through no fault of your own, you'll miss it. That happens quite
often. There's a hitch in the frame rate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes the frame rate's slow to a fucking crawl, like really.
Well, that's right. And there. That doesn't make any sense.
Really
bad. The graphics are very simple. You think
not that not that much going on.
Anyway, let's get back to the show.
There were some great signs down there, though.
Like what?
Like, I'm here for the gangbang, and
wow.
Who wants to get sushi later? Or my hands are I'm tired of holding this sign.
I saw, it wasn't a sign, but I saw something clever. It was on, like, Cafe Press or something, but it was a bag. It was like a big handbag that said, God hates bags.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was funny.
There's one that says, God hates signs. There were much more funny signs than there were actual political signs.
Oh, I like
were that. There any political signs?
Oh, yeah. There was one dude waiting for the Metro. There was one dude handing out copies of The Socialist Worker, the socialist newspaper. It's like, dude, you're not helping. You're not who we want.
Let's get out of the realm of politics and talk about something that's truly affected all of our lives. Gentlemen. The McRib is back.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was supposed to be today. Weren't we supposed to do the McRib?
We're supposed to bathe you in McRibs.
Yeah. What happened to that?
I don't know.
Next week?
Poor planning, like usual. Yeah.
Next week?
How many McRibs have you had inside?
I've only had the one.
I haven't had any.
I've had three.
Wow.
Inside 7 days, I've had three McRibs. Each one was more scrumptious than the last.
It was outstanding.
Pickles? Is it really good?
Yes.
All right.
And it's funny because, like,
it shouldn't be.
My girlfriend, it was, I loved it so much, and I did something that I hate when I see people do. When people
take,
when people take pictures of food and put it on Facebook, I get pissed off.
I did that a lot.
Well, I took a picture of
it. I saw that, yeah.
As soon as I ate it, and admittedly, it was to try out my new camera, but I took a picture of my McRib, and then it turned into like a photo shoot because I took like four pictures.
You take the right
one? I was like, oh yeah, McRib, do that. No, drip like that. Oh, put that pickle out there. And I mean, it was
the pickles and onion make it.
Dude, it's so good. Huh? So good.
I mean, I was like 12.
If you take a step back and think about it, it's disgusting.
It was funny though because I posted.
Because it's not pork.
It's right. Like, remember Ribitu from high school?
Yeah, yeah. It's same thing. It's like processed.
It's pressed. Something. It's pressed pork.
It's what it should be.
Is it really? Or it tastes
like
stuff.
Pork. It tastes like pork.
Stuff covered it's close in enough. Barbecue.
It close. It tastes like pork, and it's shaped like a boneless rack of ribs.
Yes. Yeah. No. I mean, I have no problem with it. I just want to make sure
it's delicious.
We're clear.
I don't care what it is.
You want to up your game?
I eat scrapple, and God only knows it's like scrapple. Eyeballs and assholes in there, and I love it.
Up your game?
What?
Put your fries on your McRib.
Ooh. I do that with all of my cheeseburgers. Like fries on the cheeseburgers.
What was I going to say?
Frankly, they should come like that.
So when I posted the picture on Facebook,
I had an idea.
My girlfriend texted me, and her first response was, "What is happening?"
I'm not listening to whatever it is he's talking about.
Now you finish.
I was just doing that to make you angry.
No, I posted the picture.
So here's my idea.
Kidding me?
Go.
I posted the picture and she texted me and she goes, "What is going on between the bread exactly?" See, you want to interrupt me? It was funny. It was a funny comment.
But it was worth waiting for.
Yeah. She goes, "What is going on between the bread exactly?"
And she's a mortician. She's seen things.
I was like, "It's a McRib." And she didn't know what a McRib was.
Well, she's 12.
No, that's true.
You like
she's 13.
Sweet meat. That's not about the McRib.
What was your idea?
It's the idea of
get sick or arrested.
The go get a Burger King onion rings. Put that on the McRib.
That would be good too.
Yes,
you guys. What if you deep fried the entire McRib? Well,
that of course would be the best.
Like if you battered it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys remember Burger King, the Rodeo Burger?
Yes.
That was awesome.
What was that about?
It was barbecue sauce and onion rings.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That shit was awesome.
We're doing that next week.
A couple of quick things because we've really.
How many McRibs do you think you can eat next week?
I don't know.
8.
10.
Do you mean a day?
No,
during the show.
I'm not eating. No,
how many McRibs could you clear during the show?
We did power eating once here, and it didn't work out.
But that was a race.
Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore.
This is an endurance
for the radio.
This is an endurance contest. No, you would just do it the entire show.
You're just eating.
You're steady eating McRibs.
Not a fan.
And when you're done, you stop eating them.
And then you're gonna make me not enjoy them. So no, I don't.
I'm not gonna make you do shit.
That's gonna happen.
If I buy you 8 McRibs next week,
I'm not eating.
How many do you think you could clear?
I don't know, 2?
I bet you could do more than 2.
You could do at least 3.
I'm not going to eat 8
you
McRibs.
You can do 4 and be comfortable.
No. I'm not going to make you eat 8 McRibs. I just think you
How
could.
How about minus the bun?
Well, I'd have to eat the bun.
What if we doubled up the
McRibs? You know, I don't know. Speaking of the bun, I don't know what they did, but the new buns are really good.
Crack.
The deep fry?
No, it's like a soft
angel
roll
dust.
With like corn dust. It's good. Let's get out of this.
What if we doubled up the McRibs?
I could eat that.
Yeah.
How many of those could you clear?
2. So okay. 4.
So essentially 4 McRibs.
How many triples could you do?
Oh,
here we go! Game on!
He can do 2 triples. Look at him. He can do 2
6.
Triples.
I'm eating 6 McRibs.
Boy,
don't look at it that
6
way.
Actual. No, not really. Not 6 whole McRibs.
No, The bread is what gets
the
you.
The bread is probably what gets you.
You can do 2 triples.
I could probably do at least 1.
It's on! All right.
I'm not eating.
Next week, I'm buying at least 6 McRibs.
And they'll sit over here.
Welcome, McDonald's.
Jesus. Anyway, yeah, go to McDonald's.
They will get thrown at you.
I'm loving it.
All right, real quick.
Remember, champions.
I watched the porno yesterday that you all should watch.
Is that the guy from the Cosby Show?
Is that Elden?
He made the ring.
That's the ring. I watched a porno last night called Batfuck.
What?
You all need to watch this.
Like it's, baseball bat?
No, it's like Batman, but I guess they can't say Batman, so for some reason they called it Batfuck.
Mm.
But they didn't spell out fuck. It was BATFXXX. But
where did you
get like bat facts?
I got it off the internet. But okay, so it stars Nick Manning, who is known
dropping loads.
Exactly, that's his catchphrase. Believe it or not, very high production value.
No kidding.
And it's long. It's like a regular movie length. It's like 2 hours long. But the plot is hilarious. It's basically the Joker.
Who's the bad guy? Oh,
it's like every Batman villain. The Joker's in it. Two-Face is in it. Poison Ivy's in it.
Are they all broads?
How long is it?
It's like it's like 2 hours. Didn't
movie?
Are you shitting me? You actually got me to bite on that. You didn't see it because you weren't looking, but I gave God to look like, what the fuck? I just said that. Are you goddamn kidding me? So anyway.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm
so anyway, the plot is great. The Joker has this gas that makes everybody want to fuck each other.
I like that.
So the Joker fucks Smiley. The Joker fucks, let's see, he fucks Batgirl, Catwoman, he fucks...
Any names besides a...
Girl Robin. There's a Girl Robin, of course.
Well, there was a Girl Robin in canon.
Robin was a Girl Robin.
And then Batman fucks Poison Ivy, Robin, Catwoman, and Batgirl.
Retreading a lot of ground.
And
they use the names in the movie?
It's the weird thing. They call him Joker. They call him...
Who
the
Penguin
They call him the Bat. There is no Penguin.
Oh, Mr. Freeze.
There's a lot of hot chicks in it.
Any names?
Like Dylan Ryder, the chick that plays Robin's really hot. I don't know who she is. But the movie itself, it was pretty good as far as like a porn quality goes. Like the scenes were hot. They were good. But there was some great, there's a line when Nick Manning is known for making like, he just yells, he calls people cunts. He's like, you're a cunt.
He's very violent.
So he starts, everything is bat. So he's dropping bat loads. And at one point he goes, and I could like, it's pretty shitty when you're masturbating, you can't stop laughing. But at the end, at the end of the movie, when he's banging Batwoman, he's like, yeah, get bat banged! And then he's like, get bat destroyed! Oh, and it's weird. Like, it's so...
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
Yeah, and that's what it reminded me of. He's like, he's doing his, I'm not wearing hockey pants voice, and it was hilarious. But bat fuck, check it out, it was great. Mm. A couple more things.
I feel like I had a porn recommendation the other day, but I lost it.
I didn't read any of this story, but did you guys hear about that ultra nerd at the Blizzard? Yes,
I posted that somewhere.
And he has come out. All right, well, tell
you
the
guys,
story
first. Well, can you guys fill me in? Because I only read bits and pieces. There was this... they did this big annual convention.
We could probably pull it up. It's all audio, so it would actually work on the radio.
All right, pull it up. I'm not sure. You keep talking.
Well, I don't know the story.
Okay, so they're at... Guys, you do this. I'll tell the story. They're at BlizzCon, did their annual Blizzard get-together Comic-Con.
Blizzard is the developers of games like WoW and StarCraft and Diablo.
So they had their thing, and apparently this one kid, they had a question-and-answer session, and this one kind of fat kid in a red
shirt. Oh, here he comes.
All right, here you go.
Red, why don't you turn up to make this happen?
Not over here.
It's called Red Shirt Nerd Out Nerds Every Nerd Ever.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so set the stage. There is a kid in a red shirt coming up. It's at a BlizzCon question and answers about Cataclysm, the new expansion for World of Warcraft. And this guy gets to the mic and says, he asks the developers this.
Hello. I just finished reading The Shattering yesterday.
Good night.
And I noticed something. It said that Falstad Wildhammer was going to be on the Council of Three Hammers, but in the beta, it's Kurdren Wildhammer, and Falstad is not in the game at all. What happened to him?
Isn't Falstad dead? From Data
this
Dragon?
Is the developers.
No?
No, he survived, and in fact, he was the leader of Airy Peak in Vanilla WoW through Wrath of the Lich King.
Right, of course. Right. Yeah, Alex, what's up with that? Thanks for pointing that out. We're going to get that fixed.
Thank you.
Bet.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, after that, because apparently he got a lot of comments, like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
Well, didn't he?
I love the way that he said, thank you.
I think I have that.
He said, thank you, like he expects them to fix it.
They did fix it.
Ah!
And they put Red Shirt Kid, the Keeper of Lore, next to Falstad Wire in the game. He's been immortalized in that game.
Oh.
Anyway, he's come on to YouTube, and because everybody's like, what the fuck is wrong with him? He sounds like a retard. Well, apparently he has Asperger's syndrome.
What is Asperger's?
Oh. It's a really mild form of
autism.
Of autism, yeah. So if you have Asperger's, typically you're able to function, you know, like hold down a job and take care of yourself, but you...
So now I feel bad. I'm picking on a guy that's got problems.
No. We pick on you all the time.
That's true. Mental problem.
We pick on you all the time.
I have a
time.
Lot of emotional problems. It's different.
So he's got... Okay. Well, good. Well, you know, good for him.
So, do you guys have any idea what he was talking
Not
about?
Not a fucking clue.
Yeah, you guys play.
I know what he's talking about.
You know what he's talking about?
Airy Peak.
I know where Airy Peak is.
Okay, so the guy that felt the I don't know. I can't picture the dude in my
the little
head.
Airport thing?
What are the NPCs he's talking about?
He's talking about some NPC. I don't care.
Nobody cares.
NPC
that's kind of why
non,
that's the thing.
Non-player character. Some guy you just interact with in the game.
It is phenomenal that he was able to pick up that.
Yeah, that imperfection, yeah.
I don't know the names of like three NPCs in the entire game.
You know what that video reminded me of, and I think I've made eight.
The itchy and scratchy thing?
Yeah. When Homer was the voice of Poochie and he did the itchy and scratchy question and answer, and it's like, in level 6, is it possible to get the wizard's key without getting, you know, it's like.
Oh, no, wait. Hold on. This is the. Hold on.
It was like.
Wow. I got the quote that I responded to when this post went up on,
Well, you know, the funny thing is too, like, I'm pretty familiar with nerd culture, and I've
That's
been,
a level.
And I, Brom, that's on the snow level.
I've been
to conventions, and I've been to a lot of these panels where they have, you know, creators and artists and stuff, and they ask fans questions, and there is always a guy like that.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. There's always a guy that's like, well, in issue 234, the Black Panther actually fought the Silver Surfer, and he put him in a headlock. But in issue 267, he clearly said he didn't put him in a headlock. And then the creators are just like, what? Like,
when this story broke on Kotaku, my only response was this quote from that same episode of Simpsons, which was, oh, no. Hi, question for Miss Bellamy. In episode 2F09, when Itchy plays Scratchy's skeleton like a xylophone, he strikes the same rib twice in succession, yet he produces two clearly different tones. I mean, what are we to believe? That this is some sort of magic xylophone or something? Boy, I really hope somebody got fired over that blunder.
Yeah, the best is in the cartoon, they like start laughing to each other like they're so enamored with themselves.
What is Homer's response be?
He's just like, you're like...
Oh, yeah, I'll field that one. Let me ask you a question. Why would a man whose shirt says Jesus at work spend all of his time watching a children's cartoon show?
I rescind my question.
What the hell? That's the other thing. Excuse me, Simpson. Well, Machine Hatch and the Itchy and Scratchy CD-ROM, is there a way to get out of the dungeon without using the wizard's key? To which Homer responds, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, man.
But oh, I'm sorry that kid has... I feel bad that the kid's
got... I feel bad. He's fine.
He seems happy and proud. Whatever. And that's good for him. Well, what was? Did he give an interview on YouTube? He's or anything? On,
like, if you search for Red Shirt Kid,
if you go to Topless Robot, it was one of their top stories. I posted it today. But anyway, one last thing before we go, we're gonna wrap up. We didn't get to quite everything this week,
and I don't care.
Yeah. Rush on Rush next week.
We'll do it next week. The show moves fast, unfortunately.
So. Today's Tom Sawyer mean pride.
Real quick, like we all watched it. I gotta get your thoughts real fast, succinctly.
Oh, God, so
Walking
good.
Dead,
so good.
Best TV show I think I've ever
so
seen.
So good.
I'm yeah.
I don't think
maybe the best television show I've ever seen.
Definitely the best TV drama. I don't know because I mean
right,
I really like
don't lump it into
I
comedy.
Really like comedies different venue but
yeah.
TV drama. I mean it's up there with this I don't really, I really like it as much miss. As The Wire and Dexter and yeah. all of those other shows
really
I love.
Good. I can't believe how violent it was for non like HBO.
it was awesomely violent.
And they were the whole week they were talking up the gore.
Yeah, it was very gory.
They delivered. There was brains splattering.
I mean, it was, I think you made the joke during the show. It should be called Headshot the Show. But aren't you surprised? I mean, I know AMC is a cable network, but it's not HBO or Showtime. And it was extremely.
They didn't pull any punches.
No, that was movie quality.
I was expecting a lot of blowback reading reviews that people would be turned off by how violent it was. But I guess.
10 o'clock at night.
I understand that, but that's usually still something you hear static about, but I guess because it's zombies, it's cool, but I mean, I had no problem with it regardless. I thought it was fantastic. Awesome. It was a big hit Sunday night, 5.3 million viewers. So that's a huge number for a cable show.
Especially a cable show where you're, it's based on a comic book.
A very popular comic
book. A popular comic book, granted, but still.
But, and they did have a lot of advertising. There was a lot of advertising.
It was a good
day. But it had production quality out the wazoo.
That car wreck?
The car wreck alone!
Maybe the best car wreck I've ever seen,
and
even in movies.
Those zombies are better than most zombies I've ever seen.
I've talked to both of you about this, but I think it's kind of awesome the times we live in where, you know, there used to be a very clear line in the sand between production value between a television show and a film. And that line is gone.
Yeah, after seeing this, you're absolutely right.
I mean, the production value in the show was just as good as any movie, if not better.
Now, I didn't notice any CGI.
No, it was all mostly practical. All
if, it, if it was CGI, it was done very well.
There was
well.
A little bit, I think, maybe some of the blood, but I don't know. It looked, if it was, if there was CGI, it was very subtle, and that's the way it always should
it
be.
It looked great.
But, it was awesome. Everybody should watch it. I guess, is it, Gogs, do you know if it's on every Sunday night? Is that the regular night? Is it on?
Yeah, Sunday night, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, watch it. AMC Walking Dead, highly recommended.
It was
by
amazing.
The Ball Radio
Incredible.
Show.
I'm sure they're doing encore presentations of the first episode. First episode was an hour and a half, and it went by like that.
It went by too fast.
I kept looking at the clock, going,
I'm interested to watch it without the commercial to see how long it actually was, because I feel like there was a shit ton of commercials.
Loud are the goddamn
Jesus Christ!
A lot, very
that should you know what you want to pass a law, Obama? Pass that one. The commercials are too damn loud, law.
I think that they started, there was a bill or something.
There was supposed to be.
There's legislation for that, but who knows when that'll ever pass.
But the thing was, the commercials, there was a ton of them when they showed up, but I feel like they gave us big chunks of show in between.
It did. Yeah. It was, again, a great, great show. And when you watch it on DVD in a year, you're not even going to.
I think there was only four commercial breaks.
You're not even going to remember the fucking.
Oh, movie. God, I can't wait for it. I already can't wait for that to be on Blu-ray.
Yeah, but. Anyway, that was a great show. This is a great show, of course.
And, la, 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 la.
And you're going to get a little Rush with Rush on Rush.
Yeah, why don't you send us off, Rush?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, though his mind is not for rent to any god or governments, I don't know the rest of the words. Something, something, Obama's not from here.
All of the days have rinsed.
No river.
I think I'm the only one on the show that actually likes Rush. So.
Today's Tom Sawyer, he gets high on you.
It's high on you with the space
invades. He gets high on you. Well, I don't know the words.
When you come back next week, do your fucking homework.
I don't do any research. I think that's pretty clear, ladies and gentlemen. That was a softball.
You know I'm going to dog it.
You know I'm going to dog it. All right, guys. See you later. Nice to have you, and we'll see you next week.
Night, Tim Pro.
Bye.